诗篇九十篇第一到第二节。
Psalm 90 verses 1 to 2.
主啊，你世世代代做我们的居所，诸山未曾生出，地以世界你未曾造成，从亘古到永远，你是神。
Lord, you have been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were born, or you gave birth to the earth and the world, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God.
让我们大家来到神的面前来向他祷告。
Let's come before the Lord in prayer.
全能的天父上帝，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you today to worship you.
求你施恩怜悯。
Please have mercy on us.
我们来到你面前，我们承认我们的罪过和我们的软弱。
We come before you and we admit our sin and our weakness.
因此，今天早上我们来到你面前，求你赦免我们的过犯。
We come before you and ask for your forgiveness for all our sins.
如果我们心中存有罪恶，求主你帮助我们能够看到我们的罪。
If we have sin or evil in our hearts, help us to be able to see it.
因此我们来到你面前，谦卑求你赦免我们。
And we come humbly before you to ask you to forgive us.
主啊，今天早上我们来到你面前敬拜你，求主你打开我们的心。
We come before you in worship and ask you to open our hearts.
求你的恩惠临到我们的身上。
So that your grace can come upon our lives.
让我们再忠心的来跟随你。
So that we can focus only on following you.
无论世界状况如何，
No matter what the situation is in our world,
无论环境有多坏，
no matter how bad our environment is,
求主帮助我们有一个坚强的信心来跟随你。
help us to have a strong and firm faith to follow you.
主啊，今天早上我们来到你面前来仰望你。
We come before you, Lord, today.
求主你圣灵感动我们的心，
May your Holy Spirit move our hearts.
也求主你加添给我们力量
And give us strength.
增加我们的信心
Strengthen our faith.
让我们在这个时候能够全心全意的来信靠你。
That we can in this time rely on you only.
我们把在座的每一位弟兄姐妹恭敬交在你的手中。
We place all the brothers and sisters here today into your hands.
求主你保守我们的心怀意念。
Protect our minds and our hearts.
这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen。
Amen.
今天的讲题是彼此劝勉、互相建立的原因。
The topic today is reasons to encourage one another and build one another up.
我们要来看一段经文，是《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第五章第一到第十一节。
The passage today is 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verses 1 to 11.
请大家一起来看这段经文。
Let's look at it together.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第一节，这个是保罗所说的话。弟兄们，论到时候日期，不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得，主的日子来到，好像夜间的贼一样。人正说平安文火的时候，灾祸忽然临到他们，如同惨难临到 怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。弟兄们，你们却不在黑暗里，叫那日子临到你们像贼一样。你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子。我们不是属黑暗的，也不是属幽暗的，所以我们不要睡觉像别人一样，总要警醒警守，因为睡日的人是在夜间睡，罪日的人是在夜间罪。但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。因为神不是预定我们受刑，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督得救。他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着都与他同活。所以你们该彼此劝勉，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 1, these are the words of Paul. Now as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you. For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape. But you, brethren, are not in darkness, that the day would overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober. For those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet the hope of salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing.
希伯来书第三章12节到14节这段经文如此说。
It says here in Hebrews chapter 3 verses 12 to 14.
弟兄们，你们要谨慎，免得你们中间或有人存作不幸的恶心，把永生神离去了。
Take care, brethren, that there not be in any one of you an evil, unbelieving heart that falls away from the living God.
总要趁着还有今日，天天彼此相劝，免得你们中间有人被罪迷惑，心里就刚硬了。我们若将起初确实的信心坚持到底，就在基督里有份了。
But encourage one another day after day, as long as it is still called today, so that none of you will be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. For we have become partakers of Christ if we hold fast the beginning of our assurance firm until the end.
这段经文说明总要趁着还有今天，我们应当天天彼此劝勉。
This verse shows that we have to take advantage while it's still today and encourage each other every day.
所以我们看到这里说总要趁着还有今天，这句话说明彼此相劝的重要性和紧急性。
And it shows here where it says, as long as it is still today, it emphasizes how important this is to encourage one another.
那除了这段经文在希伯来书第十章24到25节也这么说。
In addition, Hebrews 10 verses 24 to 25 says,
又要彼此相顾，激发爱心，勉励行善。你们不可停止聚会， 好像那些停止惯了的人啊，倒要彼此劝勉，既知道那日子临近，就更当如此。
And let us consider how to stimulate one another to love and good deeds, not forsaking our own assembling together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near.
那这段经文说，啊，既然主的日子来的日子已经临近了。
This verse says that since the day of the Lord is near,
我们不可以停止聚会。
We can't stop meeting together.
啊，倒要更加的彼此劝勉。
But instead, we have to encourage each other even more.
那生活在这个充满罪恶的世界里面。
We live in a world that's full of evil.
那有人受到这个罪恶的诱惑。
And a lot of people are tempted by sin.
那以致心里刚硬。
And because of this, their heart is hardened.
啊，失去了起初切实的信心。
And they lose that firm faith in the Lord.
那因着这个缘故，信徒应当更加的要彼此劝勉，互相建立。
And because of this, the believers must encourage each other and build each other up even more.
免得被这个罪迷惑。
To prevent each other from being drawn in by sin.
而离弃了永生的真神。
And leaving the true living God.
那根据今天早上我们在这个帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章所看的经文。
As we see here today in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
我们要彼此劝勉，互相建立。
We should encourage each other and build up one another.
在这段经文里面，我们看到一共有四方面，四个原因，为什么我们应当如此做。
In these verses, we can see four reasons that we should continue to build each other up and encourage one another.
我们要彼此劝勉，互相建立。第一，这段经文讲到的第一点，就是因为主耶稣再来的肯定。
We should continue to encourage one another and build each other up. The first reason is because Jesus' second coming is certain.
所以在这里保罗说，弟兄们，论到时候啊，日期不用写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到。
Now, as to the times and the epochs, brethren, you have no need of anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come.
因为保罗深入的了解到这个主耶稣的再来。
Paul had a deep understanding of Jesus' second coming.
他并且他曾经告诉过帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒。
And he had explained this and told this before to the believers in the Thessalonican church.
那因此他才说，不用再写信给你们，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到。
And so he wrote here in this letter to the Thessalonians, you have no need of anything to be written to you, for you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come.
所以保罗肯定帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒，主耶稣将会再来。
So Paul just here affirmed once again to the Thessalonians that Jesus would come again.
所以在这段经文里面，我们看到主的日子来到。
In this verse, we see the day of the Lord.
什么是主的日子？
What is the day of the Lord?
主的日子这个词句在旧约圣经里面出现了好几次。
The day of the Lord, this phrase appears in the Old Testament many times.
那旧约先知使用这个名词来形容神对外邦国家的审判。
The prophets in the Old Testament use this phrase to describe the judgment of the Gentile nations by the Lord.
在以色列的历史里面有好几个时期被称为是主的日子。
In the history of the Israelite nation, there were several times that were called the day of the Lord.
那这些主的日子不是最终的日子。
These times that were called the day of the Lord are not talking about the final days.
因为最终的日子还没有到来。
Because the end times had not come yet, have not come yet.
所以保罗在这段经文所说的主的日子是指将来的日子。
Here, what Paul is talking about in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 means future days.
这个主的日子不是一天的时间。
Here, the day of the Lord does not mean just one day.
而是一段相当长的时间。
But rather, it's a relatively long period of time.
这个主的日子是指这个从基督徒被提之后开始。
The day of the Lord begins when the rapture happens.
包括七年的大灾难加上这个一千年的千禧年。
And it includes 7 years of the Great Tribulation and then the 1,000 years of the Millennial Kingdom.
我们在这段时间里面神的审判将会临到世上。
And in this time, the judgment of the Lord will fall upon the earth.
主耶稣再来的事情是圣经经常提到的。
The second coming of Jesus is something that's talked about in the Bible very often.
那对于我们来说主耶稣的再来是无可否认。
For us, the second coming of Jesus cannot be denied.
那圣经无论是旧约或者新约圣经经常提到主耶稣再来的事情。
The Bible, whether it's the Old Testament or the New Testament, often brings up the topic of Jesus' second coming.
那圣经里每30节经文有一节经文是谈到主耶稣的再来或者末世的事情。
In the whole Bible, out of every 30 verses, there's one out of every 30 verses that talks about Jesus' second coming or the end times.
新约圣经一共有300个地方涉及主耶稣的再来。
In the New Testament, there are 300 places where they talk about Jesus' return.
那新约圣经有27本书，只有4本书没有提到主耶稣的再来。
In the New Testament, there are 27 books, and only 4 of those do not mention Jesus' second coming.
在这个初期教会300年的历史。
In the 300 years of the early church history.
第一重要的教义就是这个救恩的教义。
The doctrine of first importance was the teaching of salvation.
第二重要的教义是耶稣再来的教义。
And of second importance was the doctrine of Jesus' second coming.
那可见主耶稣再来的教义在初期教会占了一个很重要的一个地位。
So we can see from this that the doctrine of Jesus' second coming held a very important position in the early church.
那保罗对耶稣再来的理解是根据旧约圣经所说，还有主耶稣的教导。
Paul's understanding of Jesus' second coming came from the Old Testament and also from Jesus' own teaching.
那保罗肯定主耶稣会再来，因为他是根据神的话语所说的。
Paul could affirm that Jesus would come again because he was speaking according to God's own word.
所以神借着先知的预言在旧约圣经已经把耶稣的再来说明出来。
God had already explained Jesus' second coming through the words of the Old Testament prophets.
那加上主耶稣的教导。
And then when we add on Jesus' own teachings.
保罗肯定主耶稣有一天会从天降临来审判这个世界。
Then Paul could affirm that Jesus would come again one day and judge the world.
那主耶稣的再来是肯定的。
Jesus' return is certain.
那可是也有人认为这是不可能的事情。
And yet there are still people who believe that it's not possible.
就如在彼得后书第三章这段经文所说。
As it says here in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 and 4.
在末世必有好讥笑的人随从自己的私意出来讥笑说主要降临的应许在哪里呢因为从列祖睡了以来万物以起初创造的时候乃是一样。
That in the last days mockers will come with their mocking, following after their own lusts and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For ever since the fathers fell asleep, all continues just as it was from the beginning of creation.
啊，这个是彼得时代一般人对主耶稣再来的反应。
This is the reaction of regular people during Peter's time.
啊，他们不相信主耶稣会再来。
They didn't believe that Jesus would come again.
啊，同样的现象出现在挪亚和罗德时代。
The same kind of phenomenon happened during the time of Noah and Lot.
那神吩咐挪亚建造一只方舟来准备洪水的到来。
God ordered Noah to build the ark to prepare for the coming of the flood.
那当时的人跟彼得时代的人一模一样。
The people of that time were exactly the same as the people in Peter's time here.
啊，他们讥笑挪亚。
They made fun of Noah.
啊，说天又没有下雨。
And they said it's not raining.
啊，为何在这个干旱的地上建造一座这么大的方舟？
Why would you build such a big ark in such a dry and arid land?
所以当神审判索多玛这个城的时候
，And when God brought His judgment on Sodom,
那索多玛的人同样的也不认为神会从天降火毁灭他们的城市。
In the same way, the people of Sodom didn't believe that God would send fire down upon them to destroy their city.
啊，主耶稣的再来是无可否认的。
Jesus' return is certain.
因为圣经充满了这个证据。
Because the Bible is full of evidence like this.
所以我们必须要在主里彼此劝勉，互相建立。
And so we must continue to encourage each other and build each other up in the Lord.
我们必须要彼此劝勉，互相建立。第二，因为主耶稣再来的时辰不肯定。
The second reason that we should always continue to encourage each other and build each other up is that the time of Jesus' second coming is unknown.
那保罗在这段经文对帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒说。
Here Paul said to the Thessalonian believers.
他说，因为你们自己明明晓得主的日子来到。好像夜间的贼一样，人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸突然降到他们，如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样，啊，他们绝不能逃脱。
For you yourselves know full well that the day of the Lord will come just like a thief in the night. While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape.
那虽然圣经没有说明什么时候主耶稣会再来。
So although the Bible doesn't tell us when Jesus will come back,
但却说他来的时候好像贼一样。
But it does say that his arrival will be like a thief.
正当人没有意料的时候。
Right when people don't expect it.
正好人没有做好准备的时候。
At the time when no one is prepared.
他突然间从天降临。
Then he will suddenly come down from heaven.
圣经说主耶稣再来是肯定的。
The Bible says that Jesus' return is certain.
但却没有说什么时候会到来。
But it does not say when it will happen.
那谈到这个主的日子的时候，主耶稣在马太福音第24章36节这么说。
Speaking of the day of the Lord, Jesus here in Matthew 24:36 said,
但那日子那时辰没有人知道，连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。
But of that day and hour no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father alone.
主耶稣再来的日子没有人知道。
No one knows the day that Jesus will come back.
连主耶稣都不知道。
Even Jesus himself doesn't know.
圣经说只有父知道。
The Bible tells us that only the Father knows.
所以保罗说主的日子将会好像夜间的贼一样。
And so Paul says that the day of the Lord will be like a thief in the night.
在我的自己的记忆中
In my own memory,
大约是四岁到五岁的时候。
I must have been about 4 or 5 years old.
那有一个夜晚。
One night.
我突然间从这个睡梦中醒过来。
I was awoken from sleep.
我听到我的母亲在喊。
I heard my mother yelling.
而且喊得很大声。
She was yelling really loud.
然后来我也看到家里的人都醒过来。
And I saw that everyone in our family had woken up.
这个灯也被打开了。
All the lights had been turned on.
邻居的人都走过来看。
All of the neighbors had come over to see what was happening.
那当时我不晓得发生了什么事情。
At that time, I did not know what had happened.
然后来我才知道原来家进贼。
And later I found out that a thief had come into our house.
在大家睡得很熟的时候
，while everybody was fast asleep，
可能是凌晨大概三点到四点
，it must have been about 3 or 4 in the morning。
贼从这个家的后门进来
，the thief came in through the back door of the house。
进入我母亲的房里
，he came into my mother's room。
用一只这个金属的东西尝试把这个抽屉打开。
And he used a metal implement of some sort to try to open her drawer.
这个抽屉里面有一些贵重的东西。
He knew, or inside this drawer were some very valuable things.
所以当这个贼尝试把这个抽屉打开的时候。
So when the thief tried to open the drawer.
发出一种声音好像这个老鼠在咬木头一样。
It made a sound like a mouse nibbling the wood.
起初我的母亲还以为是老鼠在咬木头。
And so at first my mother did think it was a mouse or a rat nibbling the wood.
这些都是我母亲告诉我的。
Later this is what my mother told me.
然后当天晚上我的母亲身体不舒服，她睡得不好。
That night my mother had been feeling poorly and she did not sleep well.
所以她听到这个贼尝试把这个抽屉打开。
So she was able to hear the thief trying to open the drawer.
没有人知道贼什么时候会来偷东西。
No one knows when a thief might come in and try to steal our stuff.
因此没有做好任何的准备。
And so we haven't prepared properly at all.
贼来的时候他不会告诉我。
No thief is going to tell you when he's going to come.
他来的时候是在人没有提防的时候。
He's going to come when nobody has prepared.
就如帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章三节所说。
Just as it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:3.
人正说平安稳妥的时候，灾祸突然临到他们，如同产难临到怀胎的妇人一样，他们绝不能逃脱。
While they are saying peace and safety, then destruction will come upon them suddenly like labor pains upon a woman with child, and they will not escape.
主耶稣再来的日子也是一样。
The day when the Lord comes again is the same.
是很突然的。
It will be very sudden.
是在人没有意料到的时候。
It will happen when no one expects it.
这个灾祸就临到他们的身上。
And disaster will come upon the world.
那既然没有人知道主耶稣再来的日子。
So since no one knows when Jesus will return.
我们更要彼此劝勉，彼此建立。
Then we must all the more encourage each other and build each other up.
我们必须要彼此劝勉，互相建立。第三，因为神要求我们过一个蒙他喜悦的生命。
The third reason that we should continue to encourage each other and build each other up is that God requires us to live a life that is pleasing to Him.
那保罗在这段经文对帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒说
，Here in these verses, Paul said to the Thessalonian believers,
他说你们都是光明之子，都是白昼之子，我们不是属黑暗的。也不是属幽暗的，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒谨守。
For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. So let us not so then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober.
因为睡了的人是在夜间睡，醉了的人是在夜间醉，但我们既然属乎白昼，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
For those who sleep do their sleeping at night, and those who get drunk at night. But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
那既然主耶稣再来是肯定的。
Since Jesus' second coming is a certainty.
那而他来的时辰是不肯定。
But the time of his coming is not known.
那我们应当如何做好准备？
Then how can we prepare well for his second coming?
没有人知道什么时候主耶稣会再来。
No one knows when Jesus will come again.
那因此更加的要做好准备。
And so we must even more prepare ourselves well.
所以保罗说，所以我们不要睡觉，像别人一样，总要警醒。
And so Paul says, so then let us not sleep as others do, but let us be alert and sober.
那这节经文的睡觉跟这个道德生活有关。
The sleep that's spoken of here has a relationship with the moral life.
那保罗在这段经文继续说。
Here Paul continues in verses 4 and 5.
他说弟兄们你们切不要不在黑暗里叫那日子临到你们像劫一样你们都是光明之子都是白昼之子我们不是属黑夜的也不是属幽暗的。
But you brethren are not in darkness that the day would overtake you like a thief. For you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness.
基督徒是光明之子，是白昼之子。
Christians, as Christians, we are sons of light and sons of day.
不属这个黑夜，也不属幽暗。
We don't belong to the night or the darkness.
那因此不可以活在这个黑暗里面。
And so we can't live in the darkness.
那保罗曾经在帖撒罗尼迦第四章谈到一个讨神喜悦的生命。
Paul in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 talked about a life that is pleasing to God.
然后保罗说一个讨神喜悦的生命是一个圣洁的生命。
Paul said that a life pleasing to God is one that's pure and holy.
那彼得在这个彼得后书第三章谈到主耶稣再来的时候。
And then Peter in 2 Peter chapter 3 talks about Jesus' second coming.
这个天地都要废弃被烈火烧尽。
He talks about how heaven and earth will pass away and be destroyed by fire.
所以在这节经文他这么说。
Here he says,
他说这一切既然都要如此消化，你们为人应当怎样圣洁，怎样敬虔。
Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what sort of people ought you to be in holy conduct and godliness?
那保罗和彼得所强调的是一个圣洁的生命。
What Paul and Peter both emphasize is living a holy and godly life.
一个敬虔的生命。
A devout life.
所以当主耶稣再来的时候。
So when Jesus comes again.
神所要求的是一个圣洁的生活，还有一个敬虔的生活。
What God requires of us is a godly and a devout life.
而不是这些世上的物质。
The things, the material things of this world don't matter.
因为这一切都要过去。
Because that all will pass away.
那所以保罗劝勉我们不要睡觉，应当警醒谨守。
So Paul encourages us not to sleep, but to be alert and sober.
好像一个守望的军人一样。
Like a soldier who's up on a watchtower.
一个罗马士兵当他在守望的时候他不能够睡觉。
A Roman soldier who was stationed at a watchtower could not sleep.
如果被发现他将会面对死刑。
If he was discovered sleeping, he would be put to death.
基督徒不可好像那些不得救的人一样。
Christians can't be like those who are not saved.
生活在这个黑暗当中。
Living in darkness.
基督徒在道德生活上不可沉睡。
Christians cannot sleep, on the moral life.
好像一个在夜间醉酒的人。
Like a person who's drunk in the night.
醉了的人是在夜间醉。
And those who get drunk at night.
所以当一个人在道德生活上沉睡的时候。
When a person is asleep in his own moral life.
他就会好像一个在夜间醉酒的人。
Then he's like a man who is drunk at night.
在这个道德生活上渐渐地失去了知觉。
In his moral standards, he slowly loses consciousness of moral standards.
那通常一个喝醉酒的人是在不知不觉的情况下喝醉的。
In the same way, a person who gets drunk often does it slowly and imperceptibly.
那首先他喝一杯、两杯、三杯。
First, he drinks one cup, two cups, three cups.
然后不知不觉他就喝醉了。
And then without realizing it, he's drunk.
我曾经见过一些喝醉酒的人。
I have seen some people who were drunk.
那口里一直在说，我没醉，我没醉。
They kept on saying, I'm not drunk, I'm not drunk.
那其实他已经失去了知觉，也不知道自己已经喝醉了。
And these people had already lost all consciousness of themselves and didn't realize that they were drunk.
所以保罗警告我们不要沉睡。
And so, Paul warns us, do not be asleep.
更不要好像这些醉酒的人。
And even more, do not be like these drunkards.
失去了这个知觉，活在这个罪恶当中。
That you lose, awareness of yourself and live in sin.
那保罗说，我们应当好像这个光明之子、白昼之子。在生活上警醒谨守。
But Paul says that we should be like the sons of light and sons of day and be alert and sober in our living.
就如他在这句经文说，就应当谨守，把信和爱当作护心镜遮胸，把得救的盼望当作头盔戴上。
As he says here, having put on the breastplate of faith and love,And as a helmet, the hope of salvation.
那这句经文描述到一个做好准备的军人。
This verse describes a soldier who has prepared well.
在这个古代的时候，一个军人出去打仗，他必须穿上这个护心镜，戴上这个头盔。
In ancient times, if a soldier was preparing to go out to war, he would put on a breastplate and a helmet.
所以这句经文提到信、望、爱这个三个属灵美德。
This verse brings up the three spiritual virtues of faith, hope, and love.
所以保罗说，在等待这个主耶稣再来的时候
，Paul says that when we're waiting for Jesus' second coming,
我们应当以这个信心、爱心来当作这个护心镜来遮胸。
That we should use faith and love like a breastplate to protect our hearts.
然后以这个救恩所带来的盼望当作这个头盔戴上。
And we should put on the hope that is brought through our salvation.
这个是我们抵挡魔鬼其中的两个武器。
These are two, weapons that we can use to fight the devil.
在以弗所书第六章，保罗很详细的谈到抵挡魔鬼全部的军装。
In Ephesians chapter 6, Paul, describes in detail the armor that we can use to, fight the devil.
所以在日常生活里面，我们必须把这个属灵的军装把它带上。
So in this time, in these times, we have to put on the armor of God.
这副军装就是我们对神的信心。
And this armor is our faith in God.
我们对人的爱心。
Our love for others.
和神赐给我们救恩的盼望。
And the hope that we get through our salvation in God.
这个复兴镜能够保护一个军人的心胸。
The breastplate protects a soldier's chest.
那同样的，我们对神的信心和对人的爱心能够抵挡魔鬼的攻击。
And in the same way, our faith in God and our love for others can protect us against the attacks of the devil.
所以这个头盔能保护一个军人的头。
The helmet protects the soldier's head.
那同样的，救恩带来的盼望能够保守我们的心怀意念。
In the same way, the hope that comes from our salvation can protect our minds and hearts.
免得我们陷入这些绝望的情况里面。
To keep us from falling into hopelessness.
特别在我们目前所面对的状况。
Especially in the situations that we're facing today.
我们的将来，我们的前面的道路看起来似乎很绝望。
The future and the road in front of us often seems very hopeless.
但是我们的盼望是从神而来。
But our hope is from the Lord.
我们对神的信心必须要坚强。
We have to strengthen our faith in the Lord.
我们对人的爱心必须要增加。
And increase our love for others.
心里面存着神所赐给我们这个救恩的盼望。
And our hearts have to keep the hope of the Lord in our hearts. We have to keep the hope of the Lord in our hearts.
就如希伯来书第六章第十九节说。
As it says in Hebrews 6:19,
我们有志指望，如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且通路幔内。
This hope we have is an anchor of the soul, a hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil.
最后。我们应当彼此劝勉，彼此互相建立。
And lastly, why we should encourage one another and build each other up.
因为我们是得救的人。
It's because we're people who have been saved.
保罗在这里说，因为神不是预定我们受洗，乃是预定我们借着我们主耶稣基督的得救，他替我们死，叫我们无论醒着睡着。都与他同活，所以你们该彼此劝勉，互相建立，正如你们素常所行的。
As Paul says here, for God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, so that whether we are awake or asleep, we will live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build up one another, just as you also are doing.
那保罗说我们是得救的人。
Paul here says we're saved people.
因此要彼此劝勉，互相建立。
And so we should encourage one another and build each other up.
圣经告诉我们，当主耶稣再来的时候，他将会把这个得救的人把他们脱离这个灾难。
The Bible tells us that when Jesus comes again, he will take all those who are saved away from the great tribulation.
神将会把所有得救的基督徒，无论他们已经离开这个世界或者还活着的，一同提到天上去。
And the Bible says that God will take all the saved Christians, whether they've already died or they're still alive, and bring them up to heaven.
在空中与主相遇，永永远远与他同在。
To meet the Lord in the air and be with him forever.
就如帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章这段经文说。
As it says here in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
因为主必亲自从天降临，有呼叫的声音，而天使长的声音，又有神的号吹响，那在基督里死了的人必先复活。
For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first.
以后我们这活着还存留的人必和他们一同被提到云里，在空中与主相遇，这样我们就要和主永远同在。 请注意自己，所以你们当用这些话彼此劝慰。
Then we who are alive and remain will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words.
在等待主耶稣的再来。
As we wait for Jesus' second coming.
我不仅不要沉睡。
We must not only be asleep, but be awake.
我们对神的信心要坚强。
But we also have to strengthen our faith in God.
我们对人的爱心要增加。
And increase our love for others.
那心里也要存着神赐给我们这个救恩的盼望。
And we have to always keep the hope that comes from our salvation in our hearts.
我们要以神赐给我们的盼望彼此劝慰，互相的建立。
And we have to, with the hope that God has given us, continue to encourage one another and build each other up.
让免得有人受到这个世界的诱惑而陷入在这个罪恶当中。
To prevent those among us from, being tempted by the world and falling into sin.
主耶稣的再来是肯定的。
Jesus' second coming is a certainty.
因为这个是圣经所说的。
Because the Bible has told us this.
那圣经说没有人知道主耶稣什么时候会再来。
The Bible says no one knows when he will come back.
那因此我们必须要随时的做好准备。
So we must be prepared well at all times.
过一个蒙神喜悦的一个生命。
And live a life pleasing to God.
我们必须要彼此的劝勉，互相的建立。
And we must continue to encourage each other and build up one another.
因为主耶稣再来的日子已经很靠近了。
Because the day of Jesus' second coming is already very close.
让我们一起来同心的祷告。
Let's all come before the Lord in prayer.
亲爱的天父上帝。
Dear Heavenly Father.
我们求主你加添给我们这个信心。
We ask you to give us, increase our faith.
加添我们力量。
Increase our strength.
也求主帮助我们能够忍耐到底。
And help us to endure until the end.
在这个艰难的时期里面能够更加的依靠你。
And that we can rely on you more and more in this difficult time.
也求主帮助我们不要感到灰心。
Help us not to feel discouraged.
让我们能够彼此的劝勉。互相的建立。
And help us to keep encouraging one another and building up, each other.
主啊，求你赐给我们这个力量。
Lord, give us the strength for this.
赐给我们这个信心。
Give us the faith.
增加我们的爱心。
Increase our love.
也给我们这个永恒的盼望。
And give us this eternal hope.
存在我们的心里。
To keep always in our hearts.
主啊，求你帮助我们在众的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Lord, I ask that you help every brother and sister present here today.
让我们能够坚持的来跟随你。
That we can continue in following you.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.